2-0 in front against the champions at halftime, Finn Harps' hopes of causing an FAI Cup upset ended in 5 minutes of mayhem at the start of the second half. The visitors were awarded 3 penalty kicks in the space of the 5 minutes. They missed the first, but converted the other two to get themselves back on level terms at 2 apiece. It was an amazing passage of play, and Harps, having played so well up until then, were visibly rocked back on their heels. They were hit with another sucker punch then on 72 when Graham Burke bounced to make it 3-2, and that goal proved enough to send Rovers through to the last four at the expense of a dejected Finn Harps. It had all looked so different at the end of a first half in which Harps had played so well. They went in front on 15 with Barry McNamee producing a delightful finish. 5 minutes later, McNamee's free kick was headed in by Stephen Follin, and it was 2-0. Harps were good value for that 2-0 half-time advantage, but they knew that Rovers would come out a different animal after the break. What they couldn't have predicted was the manner in which Rovers managed to get themselves back into the game. Aaron McAniff converted 2 of the 3 spot kicks, which were awarded between the 50th and 55th minutes. His first penalty was brilliantly saved by Mark Anthony McGinley. And then, with Harps still rocking, Rovers scored their 3rd, McGinley saving from Ronan Finn, only for Burke to steer home the rebound. So, Shamrock Rovers advance to the semi-finals, and they will have home advantage in the last 4 against the winners of the other quarter-final tie, which is Sligo Rovers against Derry City, which is in midweek. Rovers, the FAI Cup holders, maintain their unbeaten run, but tonight they were certainly involved in a real dogfight, although credit to them, they came out on the right side of a 3-2 result. So it's all over here at Finn Park in Balbuffet. It's finished. Finn Harps 2, Shamrock Rovers 3. Jeremy Doherty for Highland Radio Sport.